Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Gino. Eno is on the line.
Yes, we were trying to call about some pictures being removed off the website. It wasn't nothing wrong with them.
Okay. May I know who's on the line, sir?
I can't hear you, sir.
May I know who's on the line?
Oh, yes. This is Frederick Mills, Amanda Gregory.
Okay, under Amanda Gregory's account?
Yeah, she posted them. It's under Ditchit, D-I-T-C-H-I-T, junk removal.
Okay. Mm-hmm, yes.
And also, just trying to get a conclusion about money being taken from her account twice.
Okay. No, let me see here.
You can reach out to the people and see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, let's see. One moment, please. Frederick, right? Did I get your name right?
Yes, sir. You said what?
Okay, Frederick. Okay, let me just quickly check your billing here.
He said they added the money back. He just told me that. So,
okay. So it was fixed already?
Yes, it was fixed.
Okay, and
what about the two pictures, though, that they put, they put removed on the two pictures she posted? One was the second truck we have, and the other one was a garbage pile, like just some miscellaneous garbage bags. That said,
this was posted on your Google My Business listing or the website?
The website.
Website. Okay, one moment, please. Let me check that for you, okay?
Is there a difference?
Go ahead.
Is there a difference between the website and Google? I know.
So, Google My Business listing is different from the website. Your website, which is ditchitjunkremoval.com, is linked to your Google My Business listing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that there are two photos that was posted.
Yes.
And what are these photos, sir?
She wants to tell you, she said in the last few months, before. Here she is right here.
Okay.
Hi, this is Mrs. Gregory. Actually, in the last couple of months, there have been four total that have been removed. And really, I mean, I don't see any reason why there's not been any using of any other pictures, you know, from any other products or anything like that. These are genuine pictures that have our equipment in it and our products.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you could look at and see that, because, I mean, that was kind of the whole point of having this is where you can post, you know, what's going on in your business and where others can see it, and you can advertise and kind of get the word of mouth out.
Okay. Give me one second. Have you tried sending us the photos by email, or?
No, I mean, I wasn't aware that that's what I had to do. I just go on and go to where, you know, you post, and I post them. And I have done that in the past, and everything's been fine. But these
it's showing up.
Actually, these say removed. And it's in bright pink, and it says removed.
Mm-hmm. So you manually – sorry, Amanda. I just want to get this right. So you manually post photos on your Google My Business listing, and
yeah,
it's
and
being removed.
Yeah, and it's being removed. And I mean, this is, like I said, we've had this for, I don't know, how long have we been doing this? 6-8 months? And I've been posting stuff all along, you know, because people kind of follow it and they look it up, of course, because we have, you know, the website posted everywhere on the trucks and trailers and everything. So when I advertise this and people go on there to look, you know, the current stuff that I post is not, it's being removed.
Okay. So, let me check here. So there are some factors why the photos or the post is being removed, but it's not from Local Splash or us who's removing it. Maybe it's Google itself. If the photos is not really not on the policy of Google, they remove it. But if you want, I can double check that with you, Amanda. Do you have our email? Can you send it to me? And then I will double check it with our team and help you out with that.
Just one second.
That'd be possible?
Yeah, I can do that. 1 second.
Okay, thank you. And maybe we can post it for you so that we can help.
And what I usually do underneath it is I'll usually put, you know, the website, of course, and then our phone number and maybe just a few things about us. Let me find out. So I have...
Because there are two posts here recently, from today. Did you post this one yourself?
Yeah, I done those myself last night, yes.
Okay, so it was here. The first one is the one with the truck and the curbside pick up.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, but you mentioned that there are other posts that is being removed.
Yeah, there had been two others. One of them was a picture of a dump trailer that was actually, like, in action. You know, it was empty in the, you know, junk.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one that I had made. It was like of an ad.
Okay.
And it had a logo, which has been purchased, you know, through a company in town. And everything on it was legit. There was nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, plagiarized or anything on there. But you had mentioned sending you these pictures. The email that I have, it shows local/support. Is that the correct
yeah,
email?
Yeah, support@localsplash.com. So in order for us to help you out, you can send us the photo that you wanted to post and the description, and then our team will check that for you. And if it's valid, then they will push it and post it for you already.
Okay. Which, while we're on the phone, of course, I can, I'll go ahead and send you the pictures, but you know, popped up, I've done that, you know, free-handed at the time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But let me see. I mean, and when you're looking at those from on your side, do you see that there's anything that would stop them from being posted?
Like, for example, the one that you posted just today, the only description that we have here is your website, your phone number, the email address, and then there's insured, like us on Facebook, and free estimates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's
okay.
those bullets, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was, there's a note that it was rejected. All right, I will have them check this one. Maybe we're, there's information here that duplicates the one that you have. That's why it's being rejected, or there's too many, wordings on the post. But to be sure, I will have our Google expert check that for you.
Okay. Sent the pictures over for me to do the wording, which if you're seeing the wording, I have to send the wording since you got it pulled up? If you can attach it to the email that I just sent you. But like I said, I just kind of freehand that overnight. I don't really have that saved or anything.
It's okay. Is this the description, the one that I mentioned a while ago, the website, the phone number? Is it the same wording?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Okay. I saw your email. Okay, so this was the two posts that was rejected. Okay, gotcha. Okay, sure. No worries, because we can already see the post you made here, but it was rejected. So the other one with the truck in it, the one, the description is fast, courteous, reliable, trustworthy. It's insured, and the website. Okay. All right, Amanda, no problem. So what I'm going to do after this call, I'm going to forward it to them so that they can review the post and see why it was being rejected by Google. All right?
Okay.
And then let me see if we can give you a follow-up call within the day. If not, maybe Monday. Is that okay? Or do you need to run
yeah.
it
yeah, that,
this
that'll
weekend?
Be fine.
Okay, no problem. So, perfect. Okay, let me see. 7241. Do you have the same phone number here? Okay. All right, so I'll forward it to them first so that they can check for you. And if I have any updates from them, I will let you know.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amanda. Anything else I can help you out with? So your billing is okay?
Yeah, everything's good.
It was taken care of? Perfect, perfect. Okay. All right, Amanda, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.